This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith for Conversations in Medicine. Our guest today is Warner Thomas, President and Chief Executive Officer with the Ochsner Health System. Welcome, Mr. Thomas. Are declining reimbursements driving independent physicians and hospitals to align with other hospitals and systems to reduce their costs and improve coordination of care?
Absolutely. I think one of the things you're seeing is with the declining reimbursements, both from Medicare and also the state-funded Medicaid plan, I think you are seeing physicians look for more options to be employed by hospitals, to be employed by universities, or to be employed by organizations such as Ochsner. And I think you're also seeing over time that hospitals will be challenged as we see the continuation of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare. As we see that continue to be implemented, there will be continued payment reductions from Medicare. And I think that's going to challenge some hospitals around the country. And I think you will see more hospitals joining systems in the coming years.
Discharges decline as readmissions decrease. Can you explain that one?
Sure. So one of the things we're seeing is we are definitely seeing discharges in the region continue to decline. If you look at the greater Baton Rouge region, discharges are probably down, 8 to 9%. And really what's happening is a couple of things. One, hospitals are doing a much better job caring for patients and making sure that they don't have to get readmitted for whatever reason. And because hospitals are doing a much better job providing safer care, providing higher quality care, that is driving down readmissions, which then is, overall driving down admissions or discharges in healthcare in general. I think we're also seeing that there continues to be a transition of patient care from inpatient care to outpatient care. We're finding there's many procedures that even, 2 or 3 years ago we were doing on an inpatient basis, which today we would do outpatient. We actually had at one of our facilities recently, we did a knee replacement on an outpatient basis. The patient went home after about a 23-hour stay. So I think you're seeing more procedures being done on an outpatient basis, which is driving some of the decline of inpatient discharges.
Have you seen an increased transparency in quality and cost? And is this a good or a bad thing?
I think you definitely are seeing an increase in transparency, and I think it's a great thing. I mean, frankly, if patients can better understand quality, if they can better understand the service that they're being provided and make a better decision because of that, I think that's absolutely great for patients and great for healthcare. I think the other thing it does is, frankly, it puts hospitals and physicians in a position where they have to get better. And I think as more and more of our quality measures become public, I think it's just going to really position and challenge hospitals and physicians to do a much better job on patient safety and quality. So I think you're going to see more transparency, and I think that is going to improve the quality and safety in healthcare because that transparency of that information is really going to require that hospitals always be providing great, safe, high-quality care.
Are you getting competition from places like Walgreens and Walmart?
You know, we're certainly seeing organizations like Walgreens or CVS, things like MinuteClinic or the TakeCare clinics. Certainly, we're seeing a growth in those situations around the country. And certainly, they are taking care of a certain segment of patients who may have gone to the emergency room previously for very minor, types of issues. So I wouldn't necessarily say it's competition because I believe that the types of care they're providing, they're in the right model. I mean, so I see partnering opportunities with organizations like that versus viewing them as competitors. And I think one of the things you're going to have to see in healthcare overall is more collaboration, whether it's organizations like ourselves collaborating with other physicians and hospitals or whether it's organizations like ourselves collaborating with a Walgreens or a CVS, because we have to work together to address the challenges that we see in healthcare today.
Have you had more inquiries from physicians about becoming part of Ochsner?
Sure, and I think it's really not just an Ochsner phenomenon. I think it's something you're seeing around the country. I mean, the trend of more physicians joining health systems or joining groups like Ochsner is significantly growing.
Thanks, Mr. Thomas. This is Susan Hidalgo-Smith and B. Cole, editor for Conversations in Medicine.